this reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
You're listening to Breaking Waves on Eastside 89.7 with Alex Healy and Seth Dryler.
Yes, no Ollie today as he has gone to rehab. He has caught a crippling addiction to collecting random people's flip-flops, so he's unable to be here today. But do not worry, Seth and Alex have your afternoon covered.
That sounds very healthy. But that's right, I've got a story coming to you from Apple. Is your iPhone on their obsolete list?
Ooh.
Stay tuned to find out more.
Yes, and a woman has gone viral for naming her daughter something absolutely stupid and is actually failing to accept that the teasing is all her fault. You do not want to miss that. It's hilarious.
That's right. But first, let's kick off the show with this absolute banger, So Close by Noted. You're listening to Breaking Waves on Eastside.
Thinking about you as I'm lying next to someone else. Drinking without you doesn't fix me, but it kind of helps. T-shirt at my old apartment. Have you ever wondered if you love me harder? Where we be? Where we be now? Yeah, we got so close to love, but you had to go and mess it up. Was it all too much or just not enough? Where we got so close to love. Yeah, we got so close to love, but you had.
With Alex and Seth.
Seth, have you got an iPhone?
That's a good question, Alex.
Of course I do. I do indeed.
Yeah. Do you have one?
Everyone has one. Sorry, the Android users. So it looks like Apple actually has a list of obsolete phones. So if these phones that I'm about to tell you break, you can't get parts, you can't get repairs, and basically they don't cover a list of phones anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, not at all. So if it breaks down, you lose all your data and everything.
Okay, fair enough. What sort of phones are on there?
Okay, what do you reckon is the latest phone that has been added to this list?
See, knowing Apple, because they're always making new phones, these lot. They're always putting out new phones almost every 2 years or something like that.
Every year, November.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So I feel like knowing them, the earliest phone, let's go with iPhone 6.
Okay.
iPhone 6, I reckon.
Well, what I have here is the iPhone 6 Plus. Very good guess.
Okay, that's close. That's close. That makes sense. iPhone 6 Plus.
Yes, all right. That's the updated obsolete iPhone list. It's obviously from the iPhone, then the 3G, all the way up to the 6 Plus.
Yep.
And then their vintage iPhone list.
Yeah.
So this is worldwide. So it's partially supported.
Okay.
Meaning it like occasionally receives those like iOS updates. Annoying notifications. They're like, update your phone.
Update your phone.
We're going to update it tonight. But that is the iPhone 8 Plus. Red. iPhone 8. That's so random. They called it a color. The iPhone 8 red. Oh, well, yeah. Isn't that
the iPhone 8 black. You're fine with that one. Exactly. No, iPhone 8 red. If you have a red one, no. That's interesting because like when the phone breaks down, obviously, it's a very annoying process. Yeah. But usually when my phone breaks, I automatically replace it with a newer model anyway.
When you say break...
Like
the screen.
Because the screen cracks, it starts slowing down, the battery starts depleting really fast. Like, when that's what happened, then I just go for a new upgrade anyway. I've never gone, my iPhone 10 is broken, I'm going to replace it with another iPhone 10.
And they shouldn't break within, like, the same year
that I know. If you have an iPhone 6 Plus, though, still... Right. Surely it breaking is a godsend. Like, finally, surely you can finally let this old dinosaur of a phone rest in peace.
Honestly, no hate, no shame on any of those who have that phone, but I haven't seen one around.
I saw one the other day.
What?
Genuinely, at work.
That's like 2017.
When did it come out? iPhone 6.
I think it was 2017.
2014.
Stop!
10 years ago.
Oh, wow, okay.
10 years ago, that iPhone 6 Plus came out. So I was at work, and some guy was like, hey, can you charge my phone? I was like, sure. And I saw a home button on it, and I was like, oh,
the iPhone SE.
Yeah.
It's on the vintage list.
Oh, there you go.
It's on the vintage list, so be careful. You have an iPhone SE. I know there's a very popular...
We I can't believe work. It. An iPhone
Those
6.
Those are on the vintage. So they're making their way out.
Yeah, but I can.
I read on Apple, interesting, that's 10 years. 7 years. If your iPhone is like 7 years old, it enters the obsolete list.
How long does it take for you usually to get a new phone? Like, when do you decide, I need a new phone now?
Right now I've got the 12.
Okay.
And I want to get the new one this year. But that obviously depends, because if my iPhone's working perfectly, I'm not going to update it.
I get that.
It's exciting, like, oh, a new phone, but then also... You know, with the cost of living crisis right now and iPhones being like $2,500.
Legit.
If you want more storage, it's like, here's an extra $1,000.
So if it's not broken, don't replace it. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's fair enough. I want to know what the people think. Let us know on the breaking.waves.eastside.fm Instagram, Instagram page. Breaking.waves.eastside.fm.
That's it.
Got it. Let us know, what phone do you have, and have you ever seen someone with an iPhone older than an iPhone 8? I'd be very interested to know if someone is still using it. Let us know there. Hey, what else is coming up on the show?
We have got... You've got an interesting article, don't you, Seth?
Yes.
A mum was, like, criticised for her daughter's, quote, stupid name?
Yes.
Who would say that?
So her daughter's... Basically, in very brief, her daughter is getting teased. She's gone online to find out if, you know, if there's anything she can do to help. But then the people have realised that she's getting teased because of the name, and the mum is not accepting that it's her fault. I'll give you more details just after this song. This is a brand new smash hit from Hozier. It is Too Sweet, playing right here on Eastside 89.7.
You can't be saying I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight, but then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend, baby, now and then. Don't you just wanna wake up? Dark as a lake, smelling like a bonfire, lost in a haze. If you're drunk on life, babe, I think it's great.
Now, a mum has been slammed online after asking people for help over her daughter being bullied. Now, it's never nice to hear a child's getting bullied or teased at school. It's never a good thing. But it's important that when you are, you know, choosing a name for your child, you choose a good name.
Yeah, choose wisely.
You know, choose wisely. Choose a name that means something to you, means something to your family. Like, do you know the reason behind your name, Alex?
No.
Okay,
no,
well.
Alexandra, I think, who knows, mum liked the name?
Maybe, yeah, but that's a fairly normal name, right?
Yeah.
Alexandra, very nice name, right?
Nice.
Seth is a biblical name. My parents are religious, so they chose a name from the Bible. Fair enough.
Aww.
Seth, again, normal. People are famous people called Seth. Seth Rogen. You know, whatever.
I always think of Sid the Sloth. I don't know why. When I think of your name. I'm sorry.
What? That makes no sense.
Sorry.
Anyway, she went online because her daughter, who is 8 years old, is getting teased. 7 years old, is getting teased, and she's looking for help on what to do. The 7-year-old's name is Blazy.
Oh, jeez.
Blayzee. Does that not sound like a My Little Pony name?
It sounds like a blazer, but then it's also like sounds like Flash. So I don't know why I think of that.
Oh, the Flash.
Like a superhero. I don't know why. It's really
Blazy.
Oh, it's a bad name.
It just sounds like a name you'd give to like a female monster truck.
Like a pony.
Yeah, exactly, right? She's been saying she's been coming home from school and saying kids are making fun of her name. She even said her best friend said her mum must have been young when they named her.
Oh, my God. Was she?
I don't know. They didn't give that information, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, I think that if she owned it, which she can't now because she's 7, like, but when she like grows up, has more confidence, owning the name Blaze, that's kind of cool.
It might be kind of cool.
I like that. Like,
but
I'm Blaze.
Blaze.
Like, oh.
But then you find out your real name's Blazy.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Rhymes with lazy.
Oh, my God.
That kind of sucks.
Yes,
that kinda sucks.
It does. Lazy.
Lazy Blazy. Lazy
Blazy. She does anything wrong in her entire life, she will be labeled Lazy Blazy.
She's screwed.
That is, oh, poor girl.
But a lot of people, of course, had sympathy for the daughter. Like I said, it's never nice for a child to get teased at school, obviously. We don't condone teasing. But one person did write, "It's terrible when kids are teased, but as a mum, you need to own your own mistake."
Has she acknowledged that she made a mistake?
I don't know yet. So people are commenting, it's an awful name, so you need to allow your child to choose a real name now. Like, I get it. You want to name a child something unique, like I said, something that means something to you. Mm. You don't want to just name someone like an old name. You know, like names like Martin or Tabitha. Sorry if you're named Martin Tabitha, but they're not very popular anymore. They're not modern, you know? That's like ages ago. But my question is, where was the input from the partner?
Yeah. No, look, we don't know where the partner was, so maybe...
Maybe split, I don't know, maybe single
yeah,
mum, don't know, don't want to say anything
too... It's so hard. Honestly, yeah, 7 years old is around the time where you create your nickname. Like, some guy, like, after school, he called me Alex, and, like, I was like, oh, hell yeah.
So you were Alexandra for ages.
I was always Alexandra, and then like the first time and the only time I'd ever gone to after school care, someone called me Alex, and I was like, I want to be Alex, and I hated it for so long. I was like, oh no, it's like a boy's name. I want Allie.
Yeah.
And then I just was like, oh my God, I actually love my name. I'd rather have like a Alex, like a kind of unisex name.
That's
instead
nice.
Of a really, really girly name, because I'm not like a really, really girly girl.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I'm not. Athlete.
You're very masculine.
Jokes, I'm not athlete anymore. Oh, funny. Leave me alone.
My name was too short for a nickname.
Yeah, what's your full
name? Seth. It's just Seth.
Oh,
it's
God.
Not long for anything.
Well, then, if it was, what could it be? Cethelina.
Cethelina, great. Yeah, that's my new name from now on. But unfortunately, Blazy can't really pick that. She might be able to get with, like I said, Blaze
I
might
like
be quite
Blaze.
Cool. That's quite cool. But we'll have to see what happens. But I want to play a quick game with you.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to guess the top 5 most popular girl names.
Oh, straight off
and
that.
Then top 5 boy names. Because... like I said, you want to pick a unique name, but you don't want to necessarily pick just a generic name. But we want to find out what the popular ones are at the moment.
Straight off the bat, I know already girls' names.
Okay.
I looked at them like years ago.
Let's go 5.
Okay, definitely Olivia. I don't know why. Sophie or Sophia. No idea why those
okay.
are so popular.
Okay. You've got 2 out of the 5 so far.
No way.
Yeah.
It's either going to be Sophie or Sophia. So
Sophia.
Do...
Sophia's the one.
Don't tell me.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Guess. I'm kidding. So, okay, Olivia,
yep.
Sophia. Oh, God. What else? Oh, we should have a timer. Okay, I have like... oh, my God.
I'm going to give you...
okay, boy name. Maybe Harry.
Okay, no.
No. Oh! James.
No.
Ben.
No. I will say, okay, I will say the boys' names are a bit more modern.
Okay.
Than I'd say with the girls' names are. So you've got Olivia, you've got Sophia. Sophia sits at number 4, most popular name. Mm-hmm. Olivia is number one.
I knew. That's been number 1 for years.
Yeah, it has. It still is. Wow, number 5 for the girls' names is Charlotte.
Charlotte!
Or Charlie. People call me Charlie now, yeah. So fair enough. Number 3 is Amelia.
Amelia?
Ooh. Yeah. Do you like Amelia?
I'm not going to say anything bad about people's names.
And number 2 is... No, sorry, you're not
good,
there.
Good, thank God.
Emma.
Emma, of course.
Emma's a popular name.
I wonder why. I only know like 2 Emmas. Okay, for boys.
Boys.
Jack?
No.
How is that?
I know Jack's very popular, but I feel like people are getting a bit creative. No, surely not. Mark cannot come out the womb. That's not a Mark.
Matthew. Luke. John.
Matthew's close. You're just naming Bible.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm going with the odds here.
Okay, here we go. Number 5 is Mateo.
No way.
Mateo.
That's Italian. I love that.
It's a nice name. 4 is Elijah.
Ooh,
it's a nice name as well.
I like that.
3 is Oliver.
Ollie. Sorry, he's in rehab. Can't
yeah, yeah, sorry. Sorry, Ollie. Yeah. 2 is Liam.
Liam's
an alright
name.
Why
do I like all these names compared to all the girls' names?
Number 1 is Noah.
Oh my God, I love Noah.
Like Noah's Ark.
I love Noah. So yeah, going back to the Bible. It's a reoccurring theme in this show.
Yeah, it just be a common thing. But those are...
I love those guys' names. They're so... Yeah, compared to... Yeah. No offense if you...
Yeah, no offense if you have those one of those
like
old names.
Like Olivia. No, those are beautiful names. And I think like the guys list is really trendy.
Absolutely. Hey, look, coming up, we've got one more segment from our show. And it's about something that we don't really like to talk about too much. We don't want to be negative on here, but we've got to talk about pet peeves. Because you had a personal experience last night that really peeved you off.
We got to clarify what that is.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
Which
don't worry.
We will do after the next song. What have we got, Seth?
We have got one of my favorite songs right now. It is a throwback. It is Jessie J featuring B.O.B. Price Tag playing on Eastside 89.7. Seems like everybody's got a price. I wonder how they sleep at night. When the sale comes first and the truth comes second, just stop for a minute and have a good time. Everybody look to their left. Everybody look to their right. Can you feel that? Yeah, we're paying with love tonight. It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. Ain't about the cha-ching, cha-ching. Ain't about the, yeah, bubbling, bubbling. Want to make the world dance.
I'm leaving to Mars. Yeah, we leaping across these undefeatable odds. It's like this, man. You can't put a price on a life. Nah, we do this for the love, so we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall never. Nah. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat. So we gonna keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sing.
It's not about the money. whatever the price tag.
Hard to not look at the price tag with this cost of living crisis with everything so expensive. But you know what? It's one of my pet peeves.
That is a good segue.
We're looking at pet peeves because you had something last night. Don't worry, it's not anything bad. You were watching something.
Yeah, I was watching Gossip Girl. I'm going through it for the first time. And it's a 40-minute show and it ended on a cliffhanger.
Oh my
God. I was
God.
So mad because I literally started at 11:30 and I was like, oh, I'm going to have enough time to, like, you know, get up in
the
morning.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it was 40 minutes later and I was like, oh my God, I have to know if he's alive. Did he die? Like, he's one of the main characters.
So each episode in Gossip Girl is 40 minutes?
Yeah, 40 minutes.
Right, okay. So that's such a long episode.
It is, but then when you're in it, you just go straight to the next one. Like, it's not enough time because they get so much, like, jam-packed in it. I did actually start watching Gossip Girl only 2 years ago. And it was actually like too stressful because I already was like so busy with uni, work, relationships, and then I was like, I can't. But right now, I like when I had COVID, I just like started watching it and I was like, damn, now I'm kind of hooked.
I don't know. I don't like it when TV shows do that. They on purposely make sure they put a cliffhanger in like the middle part of the series.
And they never really do that. It's like maybe every 4 shows that like ends in a complete cliffhanger. Yeah. And I'm like, oh. Anyway, that's my pet peeve. That's the first one.
I have one about, it's a new thing happening online. It's like a trend that you film yourself doing like healthy things. Right, it's a lot of like a beaches manly kind of thing where you're like, oh, I just done my 6 a.m. run underneath the sun, and then I went to go do yoga, and now I'm having a acai bowl on the beach, and it's only 9 a.m.
Seth isn't very bright. If you don't, think.
I'm like, shut up.
I get it because it makes the rest of us feel a little bit.
No, it's not even that. It's not even that because I pride myself. I'm quite a healthy person. Like I go to the gym. I eat well. I work out. Do all that. Right. Mm. But I don't feel the need to tell everyone that I'm doing that. And I know there's so many people who are doing that as well. They're, you know, they're going on a run. They're doing all that. But it's just the way these people say it. Like, oh, I'm just like that much better than you because I've done this already. It's like, you have no idea what other people are doing. Just keep it to yourself, please.
I get it. I mean, yeah, I understand it. And also when I follow one of those accounts and it's like her social media is her life. And it's like, if you didn't have Instagram, where would you be able to monetize it?
Exactly.
Where would you be able to get your money from? Because obviously you can get so much money from being an influencer.
Yeah.
And just posting one of those healthy videos and be like, this is my activewear for today.
Everyone's
and
trying then, to be an influencer.
Exactly.
Everyone's trying.
Honestly, I say go you, except when people show like they make the food from scratch, they make their breakfast, lunch, dinner. I'm like, where how do you find the time? Like, I'm at work. I like don't eat breakfast, lunch, and then I come home and eat dinner.
We could do a whole segment on influencers.
Literally.
I can move us over the next show.
Maybe,
but I have another one, a pet peeve. It's for us guys out there. Guys, fashion is important.
Be careful what you're about to say.
Yes, I will be very careful. Fashion is important, especially when you're trying to attract the opposite or a partner.
Yeah.
A partner. You want to look good, right? I have a pet peeve. When guys wear jeans or long pants, they've got a nice top on, but they finish the outfit with flip-flops.
Oh! My gosh, I could not agree more.
Oh, it just ruins the whole outfit. Cover up them dogs, please. They just keep barking at me.
I agree, because one time I think in Gossip Girl, I think there was a scene where like Dan Humphrey, one of the main characters, was wearing thongs and jeans, and I thought, okay, I just can't.
Horrible.
Like, it just can't, because he's very attractive in the show, and I was like, it doesn't matter, like, how attractive or how amazing you are. It's like, you can't finish a beautiful outfit with thongs. Like, you deserve to wear a good pair of shoes.
Especially men's feet, in general, are just not very nice-looking things to look at. But, you know, we don't take care of our feet like you guys do.
I'm not going to comment. I can't stand it.
Please put shoes on when you go out. Please put shoes on. Alex, you've got one more as well.
Yeah, it's when people speak badly about themselves. Mm. I don't like when someone says, oh, I'm such an idiot. Or, oh, why'd I do that? I'm not thinking I'm such a... Oh! I'm like, it doesn't sit right with me when you complain about yourself like that, because if someone said that to you, if I called you an idiot, you'd be like, excuse me, I know I did the wrong thing, but I'm not an idiot. So why would you say that about yourself?
It's a good thing on your part, to be fair. Like, it's good that you can see that and think, like, what are you talking about? Because when you do say negative things about yourself, you've already put a mental thing in your head, like, I can't do this.
Yeah, exactly.
But you definitely can. Like, everyone's perfectly capable of accomplishing something. But as soon as you say something bad about yourself, you're just stopping yourself from achieving that.
Exactly. It's like, I can't do this, or I'm stupid. It's like, you'll start to believe that the more you say it. And even the more you write it.
Yeah.
Honestly, in like a text, like, oh, I'm such an idiot, I'm so sorry. It's like, don't say
no,
that.
No, don't say you're an idiot.
You can say the I'm sorry part.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's like a huge pet peeve even of mine. Don't speak badly about yourself.
Even in sports, like especially in a football team that I play in, if you make a mistake and you say, for God's sake, I'm such an idiot. Like, I stink. I'm rubbish. You're going to be rubbish for the rest of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Boost yourself up, guys. Boost yourself up a little bit more. Be positive about yourself. Mm. You'll be surprised what you could accomplish when, you know, you've got your confidence behind you.
Before we finish the show, Seth, you're going away to Europe for like 6 weeks.
I am.
That's so exciting. So Ollie and I will be doing the next two shows whilst you're
good
living
luck.
It up in what? Greece?
Everywhere. Everywhere, dude. I'm going to be working on my tan.
Oh,
I'm going to be doing everything. I'm going to be living life, really experiencing, learning about the different cultures by eating all their food. That's the best way to learn.
That is very exciting.
So you're going to be stuck with Ollie.
Yeah, for the next
you're going to be stuck
shows.
With Ollie.
No, everyone listening is going to be stuck with Ollie. Okay.
You'll be careful of him because he might take your flip-flops.
Honestly, okay. We love Ollie, and just to clarify, he's not in rehab.
He's not. No. He's very, very busy. He doesn't get a lot of sleep sometimes, so he's just very busy and couldn't be here today.
Exactly.
Which is a bit sad. But thank you for tuning in today. I hope you have enjoyed. Make sure you are following the breaking.waves.eastsidefm on Instagram. You've been listening to Alex Healy and Seth Giles on Eastside 89.7. And until next time,
bye!
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.